is pro-abortion for political reasons rather than reasons.
Well, it could be his, you know, every Muslim, in fact, there are many Muslims around the world, and Islam itself is not, the Muslims are not a monolith. They have different views, different perspectives, different understanding, different interpretation of all these rules. Yes?
So is there is a common standard for life?
No, there is, of course. There is there's a common standard to which most Muslims adhere to, but then there are Muslims who would actually disagree with those things.
Right.
Like, for example, abortion is a very good example. Yes? Most Muslims would disagree with abortion, and they would be pro-life.
Right.
Yes? But there are many Muslims who would be in favor of abortion.
But
mainly the reason that they would be such is not from a religious perspective, more from their own perspective. Yeah, personal, mostly. Yeah, of course I see it as wrong. If I'm coming purely from Islamic perspective, I would say they're following their desire rather than the faith.
Right.
And the same applies within Christianity as well.
Yeah, so
there are many Christians who are pro-life, and many Christians who are pro-abortion.
Right, I'm from Ireland, and we had the referendum a few months back, and it was like overwhelmingly, nearly 70% of people voted to legalize abortion because the campaign used rape, like specifically rape, even though like, that's less than 3% of total abortion. They used that, and there's 70% of people, even though it's like 70% of the people in the country are Catholic. So then what the Catholic Church said after that is, well, Catholics, looking at the statistics, Catholics some Catholics voted for abortion. And they said, well, those Catholics should go to confession. They should, as a Catholic, if they are actual Catholics, they should go to confession and repent for their sins and voted for this thing.
Are you from a Catholic background?
Yeah, I'm Catholic.
Okay. Is that the reason you're pro-life?
At first, I would have said, out of following Christian tradition or Catholic, I'm pro-life. But then, even if you put the religion aside, I think you can see a pregnant woman, that the fetus, it has value, that it is life. Now, I think even atheists believe in that in some instances. Now, it's not purely religion.
Yeah, obviously, not every atheist is pro-abortion.
And not every Christian is.
Yeah. But mostly the people who are religious, they use the scripture to substantiate their stance and their ideology. And many of the atheists who basically see this, they see it from a humanistic perspective. And that's the reason they actually distinguish between when a pregnant woman is pregnant, they do not consider that fetus as a child until a certain age. Yes? I think the legal age in this country, I think it's 14 weeks, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, I think
is it 14
it
weeks?
It can go up to 24, I believe.
Yeah.
24? Yeah. That would be murder,
that's
definitely.
That's a very late,
No,
but you know what, the thing with abortion, though, is we speak about abortion, we're having all these perspectives and stuff, but I don't see a single woman here is actually giving their opinion on abortion, which is quite...
Then I discussed it earlier, and there were women with whom I discussed this, and even the women, they agreed most of the time that it is not right for them to abort a child. But the thing is, you see, many of these atheists who actually are pro-abortion, they wouldn't use the term child.
Yeah.
Yes?
They say ball of cells.
Exactly. Some of them will say there's, it's a bunch of cells. Some will say it's fetus. Some will say X, Y, and Z.
No,
they want to dehumanize,
at the end of the day,
in a way.
But I believe at the end of the day, the only thing you're dehumanizing is the woman. It's her choice, is it not, right? I disagree with abortion.
Yeah, but even...
I would never have my wife...
No, when you say it's her choice, but is her choice right?
What about the choice of the child?
Yeah, does the child...
Exactly.
...who still doesn't have the ability to distinguish between...
I actually studied this. It's very interesting. Yeah. I actually studied this, Before abortion was actually legal.
Yeah.
So before the 1967, that's it. Before 1967, I think between 1956 and 1967, more than 300,000 or something along those lines, women died. Yeah, because they were doing illegal abortions on the back streets of London. They had these illegal clinics. Absolutely disgusting. They didn't have hygienic tools. They didn't have proper medicine and proper practice. So the argument is...
But still, you see, whether it's done legally or illegally, the point still remains. There's a child who dies.
But the point is, either A, the NHS and our services offer it legally and save lives, or B, people are going to find ways to do it anyway.
It's already legal in NHS.
Yeah, exactly. Or B, wait one second. Or B, people do it anyway and people die.
Like in Ireland.
Like an island, yeah. Do you know how much... It's disgusting. So no matter what we argue, how much we argue, is it bad? Is it good? What's the morals? how is it going to affect the baby? Is it a choice? Is it not a choice? At the end of the day, people will seek it out anyway, regardless.
I'm not saying they will not seek other means to abort the child.
That doesn't mean it's not
wrong. But the thing is, we are talking about the moral of that killing a child who's yet unborn is right or not. It's not about how that child is killed. You see what I mean? We're talking about just the morality of it.
At the end of the day, even if you believe it's right, yeah, even if you believe it's wrong, even if you believe it's right, doesn't matter. There will still be abortions.
We're talking about two different things, I think. Start raining again, is it?
So there are all these, like if you talk about protecting women, is that not disgusting that all these women who've abortions go on to have serious mental health issues and really suicide problems?
How are you doing, you alright?
Proper support.
Welcome to Speaker's Corner.
Okay, so we ban abortions completely.
I think there is. If the baby's dead, if the woman's life is at threat,
okay, so abortion is only in special circumstances, right? So what about the thousands of illegal abortions that happen every day? Think about before abortions were legal, there were thousands, hundreds of thousands of deaths.
In Ireland, abortion was illegal, right? And people would come to the UK to get abortions. So the thing is, right, they did this study in the US between states where abortion was illegal and abortion was legal. And they had the people just going to the next state to get the abortion. But when they legalized abortion in the other state where it had previously been illegal, the abortion rate went up. So the number of people going to the other state,
because they see it as an alternative, right?
And it became normalised. It's the same thing happened in the UK.
I don't see a solution to it. A, you either ban abortion and people die, or B, you let abortion happen and babies get murdered.
Why don't you see a solution?
I have a question.
What about the solution of having a child?
That's impossible.
Why not?
Not in today's society where we can modify sex.
We got contraceptives. Why is it impossible?
We can modify sex. Look how our society
is selling sex. No. We got contraceptions, so there is a solution. We got contraceptions.
Yeah, we understand we have contraception.
Okay, so the people who...
It's not 100%.
No. It is almost 99.9%.
That's not 100%.
Okay. No, but the thing
on
is... On a
large, millions
look,
of people
look,
are having sex most, every day.
No. Most of the abortions that take place, yes, it's not because they...
Bad planning.
Hear me out.
Accidents.
Hear me out. Most of the abortions that take place is not because of circumstances like rape or like... where the contraceptive went wrong or something. Most of it is because they did not use the contraception. Or they managed to somehow get a pregnancy without and they did not plan it. Most of the cases is because of this. It's not because they use contraceptions and the contraceptions have failed. So what I'm saying is that for you to say that there is no solution, that is that's incorrect.
I don't see
there,
a solution from
no, no, wait, wait. There is a solution. Yes, of being responsible. Yes, most of the things today the youngsters are basically having sex outside
that's
marriage.
That's not a solution. That's impossible.
Let me finish.
To take responsibility.
Let me finish. Yes, when two people have sex, yes, without contraceptions, then these two people who are consenting to sex, yes, they know what's going to happen. Okay, so in order for them to become responsible, first and foremost, it is necessary that you do not have sex if you do not want to have children. Now wait. If they desire to have sex, then they're doing it outside marriage. That's the other thing, because outside marriage there's no responsibility. Yes. What happens is a boyfriend will have sex with this girl because they both wanted to have sex. Yes. Then the boyfriend says, "Look, we both consented to that sex. Now you became pregnant. I didn't ask you to become pregnant. Yes. I'm going to leave you alone. I'm going to go away. Now she's in stress. She's distressed and she's now in probably going through this terrible situation. Situation in which she doesn't know what to do. What is her natural inclination?
Abort.
To kill the child.
Listen, I understand that.
Abort.
I understand that, but that's not.
Now wait a minute. Was there a solution before that happened?
Is he anti-abortion or is he pro-abortion?
I'm just trying to understand the conversation. I'm anti-abortion in the sense that it's killing the baby. At the same
pro-life.
Time, I can't see a solution.
Pro-life. Yeah.
I'm pro-life. For me, I'm pro-choice with restrictions of viability.
Question it.
Complex.
We all know.
I think
no, it's not complex. Viability is between 20 and 24.
Sorry, it is a
abhorrent, disgusting event.
Yeah, it is. It is something abhorrent. Yes.
Viability is when the baby can live on its own out of the woman's body.
If we don't have...
So that's where I draw the line.
Then we know we're going to have...
I understand.
Yeah, which is the point this gentleman made, yes. Yes. Quacks, we'll have quacks doing it, yeah.
What do you do about the law?
We have to change the law. Not the matter of women, you can using tablets that or whatever it is, personal. You can get rid of the baby.
Yeah.
But after
I 24, there will never be an abortion in my family. There certainly
the baby can live by itself out of the woman's body. So I don't believe in any...
As I told my children,
because, you know, the whole argument is
we have weddings
body
before we have babies. But if we have babies first, that's okay.
Before the wedding.
We'll take
care of our own.
I believe that it's not.
We take care of our own. Now, what does society do?
She has no say anymore.
Logical.
Except with mothers that are in need,
that's why I was just
that
trying to
made
get
bad choices, and it's a sociological problem.
Yeah.
Unwanted pregnancy doesn't just happen, right?
When you say it doesn't, it just doesn't. It is something that people are aware that when two people have sex, yes, then there is possibility of getting pregnant. When you say it doesn't happen, look, it is not something that happened by accident. It happened by choice.
Let me explain to you what I mean by that. When I say it doesn't just happen, two people have sex, unprotected, the chances, especially young people, the chances are high that a pregnancy will occur, right? We all agree with that.
Yes. So it's intentional.
It's intentional on the part of these two young
people. Absolutely, yes.
But the question is, what other issues are there working behind the scenes? In other words, I'm proud to say that my children never had this problem. Now, I'd like to think it's because my wife and I raised smart, responsible children, and they did not want to disappoint their parents.
Which is a very important point, I agree.
Right, and we tried to be responsible parents, I hope. You know, you never know, but I hope we were. And so they made good choices.
Absolutely.
Now, that's not to say that the greatest parent in the world could not have this happen to them.
Yeah.
The question still remains. If you're going to have a society where you're not going to do those things, like in the United States, in our inner cities, we have the worst sociological problems you could imagine.
Mm-hmm.
And we've thrown hundreds of billions of dollars at it.
Nothing happens.
Maybe in the trillions, and we still have the problem.
I want to make a point here.
She's American.
I think that where the conflict really comes from is not really whether people are pro-choice or pro-life.
Right.
It comes to where you think a baby is a baby.
I'm just saying
it's a big part of the abortion
conversation.
You realize that I'm the only woman in this conversation about abortion, right? Just putting that out there.
Do you have children?
No, I don't. And I've never had an abortion either. But I know.
No, I'm just saying you did.
Here's the question. Who knows the answer to that question?
Yeah.
Because if, as people say, life begins at conception, and frankly, that's above my pay grade, right?
Hmm.
I can't make that call.
Absolutely.
But if it does, then you can't have abortion anywhere ever, right?
I think maybe.
But. What if it starts 3 months down the road? But here's the thing.
Like, for me, I'm pro-choice, with the exception of, like, after, until viability.
Here's what I will tell you. Well, viability, you know, listen, 9 months is not viable.
No, 20, that's not true.
Between
20 and 24 weeks.
When you define
the
viability.
The weeks and the months and the years, we're not, the whole point is to discuss the solution.
Let me explain.
There is no solution. There is no solution.
I was going to say, abortion rates are dropping.
I said there's no solution.
Technology improves. And the
mothers
go, and they, once they hear the heartbeat,
the
rates drop.
The UK has one of the best sex education in the world.
Too many discussions. Let's have one. Let's have one discussion.
A child born at term is not viable.
Viability is 20 to 24 weeks, because that's when the baby can live outside of the woman's body.
So have you seen a baby? Wait a minute. Have you seen a baby at 24 weeks?
Yeah, it's a preemie. I know.
A baby looks
hands.
A baby. Not only hands; it has every feature of a human being.
You shouldn't be able to abort.
Every feature.
I'm saying that you shouldn't be able to abort after 20, between 20.
You know, when you were in your mother's stomach, even before 24 weeks, you know what she called you? My baby.
Yeah, of course.
You know why she called you my baby? Because she acknowledged that what is in her womb is a baby, whether you want to call it viability or not. The point remains. That baby had a chance to grow to full term.
My wife and I lost three children by miscarriage.
Yes. And you know how she felt, yes? Your wife.
Her, me too.
Yeah. No, I'm saying, but you will never understand how she feels as men. I think we probably can imagine, but I don't think it'll do any justice because a woman goes through this 9 months that we can only imagine, I suppose.
Everybody here is, to some extent, pro-life, right? You're partially pro-life.
I think she's pro-choice.
More pro-choice.
Yes.
Okay. I'm pro-choice.
Say, brother.
Despite the fact that I will never, if a friend, and this has happened in my life, has come to me, a woman said, we're going to have an abortion. My wife and I did everything in our power. If you don't want this child, please just have her. Have him, whatever. Don't worry. We'll raise the child.
I think the responsibility which you talked about, which is something that you instill in your children, is quite important.
Side, yeah. A lot of women, depending on the age, things like that. If you have no money, I mean, being pregnant costs a lot of money. I understand that. I'm just saying, being pregnant costs a lot of money. It messes up your body completely. It is. I think that there are.
Well, don't have children then. Simple as that.
I don't even want children. No,
I'm not saying you. I'm saying if that is the case, if they're worried about the body, they're worried about all these things, don't have children.
Well, no, but if you're saying they can't have a child because of money, the issue isn't the baby. The issue is poverty.
I'm not saying. He said they should keep them
to a
Yes.
I understand what you're saying. I've been pro-life, and I've moved my stance throughout the years. So I understand what you're saying, and I've been there myself.
You know, if anyone has seen an abortion, how they basically pluck the child limb by limb.
Yes? I've seen it.
Wallahi, I mean, you will never want to have an abortion for anyone, let alone your own child.
I was in the doctor with my best friend holding her hand while
24 weeks. Viability goes out the window. Then.
Listen to me.
I genuinely do.
Name me one magical society in which we can magically educate everyone. Everyone practices.
I didn't say it happens overnight. I never said it happens overnight. Okay, it's like this gentleman said. You instill it in your children.
That's one part of it.
Yes. Yeah, this adoption. You're right.
Here's what it costs. If it's life, it's life.
And the same way, abortion.
That's a good point. Yeah. By the way, another solution, like the gentleman mentioned, is adoption. Those women who don't want children, they can always give it for adoption.
It's not as easy as that.
I didn't say it was easy. That's one of the options.
To carry a baby, the prenatal, everything, the entire going to the doctor. It's about, my friend just had a baby. It was about $20,000 in medical bills. That's not America.
I'm talking
NHS. Right. Well, the NHS is fucking terrible. Maybe we can get into that conversation. I don't know. When I was here with my cancer,
that's another topic altogether.
About
where you get the finances from.
And how much
does
it cost you?
Zero. I would rather pay money. I would rather pay money for good care any day of the week.
Are you actually going to spend it? Are you actually going to spend it?
How much are your taxes?
Literally nothing.
No.
If I get short in right now, I can go.
What is your income tax?
Literally nothing.
No. Your income tax is not. No. Your income tax is not. You don't have a job and
that's
you don't work.
Those who pay taxes, no.
Yeah,
it's about 20 to 40%.
No, here in this country, the highest taxes are up to 55%.
Oh, yeah, the higher wages.
The highest taxes in America are 35%.
That's going to change after we impeach Trump.
Listen, madam.
I love Trump and I hope that he stays for four more years.
Of
course I did. Listen, I will debate it all day. I will debate it all day. Whatever you want to start with.
All right, guys. I don't think we'll get to the end of this discussion yet. One thing is there are certain debates which will never end. And abortion is one of them.
Well,
you know the viability that they talk about, that's what they mean by pro-choice.
At least in our country,
Not worth it. If you don't, not now.
Assalamu alaikum. My name is Vegard and I'm a Norwegian Muslim convert. I cannot express how grateful I am for Allah to have guided me to Islam. In my country, there are no Islamic schools or Dawah centers that fully operate in my language. A lot of the Islamic programs here are in Urdu, Arabic and Somali, and I don't understand these languages. We new Muslims need a place where we really can learn Islam. Alhamdulillah, Allah guided me to the Dawah organization IslamNet, who helped me stay firm in my religion. We are now raising funds to establish a Norwegian masjid and Dawah center that will educate our people about Islam in the Norwegian language. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Whoever builds a masjid for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah." If you take part in this project, you will inshallah be rewarded for all the new Muslims who learn about Islam and all of the Muslims who learn to give Dawah and every single person who accepts Islam through this center. This will inshallah be an endless ongoing charity for you. And let's not forget, Allah will inshallah build for you a palace in Jannah. As a Norwegian Muslim, Norway is my country and Dawah to these people is my responsibility. And you are my family. Please donate for the sake of Allah and build for yourself a house in Jannah. And whatever you give, Allah will give you more in return. And please click on the share button so you can get the reward of everyone who follows you in donating for this masjid. May Allah reward you.